We ask kids what it...
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. This hour of the Laura Ingram Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR 1460.
You're healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingram Show.
Get through being cool.
Is this the right person to sit on the highest court in the land for a lifetime appointment? Ultimately, not whether he's innocent or guilty, this is not a trial, but ultimately, has enough questions be raised that we should not move on to another candidate? Because ultimately, the Supreme Court is not an entitlement. Just because you went to Yale or were president of your class doesn't entitle you to the Supreme Court.
My whole life I've heard, you're innocent until proven guilty, but now you're guilty until proven innocent. That is a very, very difficult standard.
You're listening to the Laura Ingram Show, 855-40-LAURA. There's a lot going on. New information on this Kavanaugh saga. The president last night was just phenomenal. He's getting attacked for criticizing, without mentioning her by name. I don't think he mentioned her by name, but Christine Ford.
What he's going through, 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer, right? I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
Let me say that Donald Trump, and we cut out the applause there, but Donald Trump is a better closer than anyone in the Republican Party. He's a better closer. He puts things in stark terms. Do you want the future to be China's or America's? Do you want to continue to have $60 billion trade deficits with Mexico? I don't. Here's why not. Here's why this hurts American manufacturing. A country needs borders. If a country doesn't have borders, you're not a country at all. These are very specific ways of looking at the world with issue after issue. And he gets down right down to the point. And last night at this rally in Mississippi, Trump did it again.
We better start as a country getting smart and getting tough and not letting that stuff right back there, all those cameras, tell us how to live our lives. Fake news. We have the worst libel laws anywhere in the world. They can say anything they want, and we can't sue them. Because if you're famous, you can't sue. Figure that one out. Think of your son. Think of your husband.
Think of your son. Think of your husband. For that, they heaped on huge, nasty amounts of criticism on Trump. Now, do you think of your sons? Do you think of your brothers? Do you think of your husbands with the way things are going?
You just heard what the president had to say about the accuser, Dr. Ford, last night. What do you think of those remarks?
Well, there's no time and no place for remarks like that. But to discuss something this sensitive at a political rally is just it's just not right. It's just not right. I wish he hadn't have done it. Just to say it's kind of appalling.
The amount of drinking, as you notice, they've moved the goalposts. So now it's not whether he was part of a rape train or whether it's none of that. Okay? It's now whether Brett Kavanaugh wasn't truthful about his drinking.
With regard to his drinking in particular, you know, it seemed that he downplayed it somewhat. If that were the case, would you consider that to be a situation where he had not been truthful with the committee?
Well, that's obviously difficult to judge what constitutes drinking in excess. Obviously, if there are demonstrable lies, if something is blatantly, if he misled the committee in that way, then that's something that is not right and shouldn't happen, can't happen. But we'll have to look at what the FBI comes back with. I don't want to prejudge what they're doing.
Well, so he didn't want to stay one way or another. Bob Corker came out yesterday and said the Kavanaugh nomination is in good shape. He thinks they already have the votes. This thing looks like it could wrap up today. My source told me that the Mark Judge interview, which went on for hours, went really well. It was very thorough, and that the FBI was pleased by the end of it. And it looks like this is going to be wrapped up. Of course, that doesn't change the fact that the left wants an ever-expanding investigation.
The FBI is very close to wrapping its investigation. In fact, it could wrap as early as today. Does that strike you as sufficient time, or does that feel rushed?
That would concern me. I hope the FBI has been allowed to follow all the reasonable leads from the credible allegations that were before the committee last week. Jeff and I came to an important agreement that it would be a one-week investigation and then leave it to the professionals at the FBI to decide exactly who they ought to interview and when they ought to deliver a final report to the Senate.
Well, what the White House said was no longer than a week. Didn't say a week, said no longer than a week. But again, they have to keep moving the goalposts, because otherwise, you know, then you know, I should have to have a vote and a guy sitting on the court. They can't have that. It's, oh, no, no, you have to do this. Oh, no, no, you have to go back. And even though, you know, even though Ford never mentioned any of this sexual assault stuff to her boyfriend, and even though we don't see the therapist notes, you know those therapist notes? Do they even exist? Remember, she couldn't recall when she was asked at the hearing about those notes and whether she showed them to the Washington Post. She couldn't remember.
Did you show a full or partial set of those marriage therapy records to the Washington Post?
I don't remember. I remember summarizing for her what they said. So I'm not quite sure if I actually gave her the record.
Okay. So it's possible that the reporter did not see these notes.
I don't know if she's, I can't recall whether she saw them directly or if I just told her what they said.
Do we know those notes even exist? Do we know the name of the therapist? Has the husband been asked questions about this meeting with a therapist? I mean, really asked questions? The FBI interviewed the husband? I don't know. Do you think these notes exist? When she answered that question, I think I was immediately tweeting about it. To me, that was the most revealing moment of the hearing. It wasn't when she said 100%. It wasn't when she said, you know, described the alleged assault. For me, that was the most telling exchange. Why? And the other one was about the polygraph. But this was the most telling exchange for me when I watched it. Because she knows that those notes are critical to establishing that she actually did tell someone about this going back to, you know, 6 years ago. That's critical. That's a critical piece of evidence. Now, it doesn't mean that the assault occurred, but it bolsters her credibility in her recollection of telling people about it, because she has no contemporaneous folks that she talked to about it. But we're led to believe that because she wanted a house with two front doors, she ends up to going to the therapist with the husband and then says, well, I'm worried about getting out of a room. Her boyfriend yesterday said no memory, no discussion ever of claustrophobia. She flew on small planes. No discussion ever. Never heard her afraid of flying. Never mentioned this assault. Again, I don't think you have to mention everything that happened to your boyfriend. There's no need for that. And that's, I don't think that's necessarily in any way a negative on her credibility. But I do think the fact that those notes just never emerged is really telling. And President Trump, I think, at this rally last night, was correct in establishing this as a future where boys and husbands and brothers are in jeopardy, where the standard of proof is not even a preponderance of evidence. It's not even a preponderance standard. Forget a real, you know, real probable cause with real contemporaneous corroboration, not even a preponderance. And the crowd, and it's Mississippi, so, but the crowd was really with him. I think people see where this is going, and everybody knows that in college and high school, a lot of people do stupid things. They write dumb things in their yearbook. They probably drink too much on occasion, probably throw up. Not everybody blacks out. This whole blackout thing is just another rabbit hole they're going down. But I think everybody knows you do stupid things in high school. That can't stop you from becoming a healthy, smart, successful adult.
This is the time when your father, when your husband, when your brother, when your son could do great. Mom, I did great in school. I've worked so hard. Mom, I'm so pleased to tell you, I just got a fantastic job with IBM. I just got a fantastic job with General Motors. I'm so proud. Mom, a terrible thing just happened. A person who I've never met said that I did things that were horrible, and they're firing me from my job, Mom. I don't know what to do. Mom, what do I do? What do I do, Mom?
I think that the president understands the pulse of the people better than any Republican. He gets it. He gets where the people are on this. Do you agree with me? 855-40-LAURA. Senator David Perdue of Georgia is going to join us. A very tight governor's race in Georgia, which the Democrats are pinning a lot of their hopes on. Congressman Andy Harris, who was harassed and at one of his – was it his office? Or yeah, one of his offices yesterday as the left is taking their tactics up 1, 2, 3 notches. I discussed this in The Angle last night. It's posted on our Facebook page and on LauraIngram.com, so please go to both. We have some new information. LifeZed is working on it about Dr. Ford, which I will tell you when that thing's done, but it should be done, I hope, before the end of the show. So I'll direct you to LifeZed to see that. You should go to LifeZed anyway. But a lot going on. I think this confirmation vote will take place this week. I think Brett Kavanaugh will be sitting on the Supreme Court next week. And my only question is, does Judge Kavanaugh or the committee have a legal course of action against these people who make false allegations? I think we gotta stop this. This has got to stop. 855-40-LAURA, your reaction coming up.
The Laura Ingram Show.
You guys have heard me talk about a product for months that has changed my sleeping habits forever. It's called My Pillow. Guys, I used to wake up with a sore head. I often have one of those cricks in my neck, you know, that's like you can't turn your head one way and your neck hurts. Forget about it. I don't have that anymore. I didn't believe that My Pillow was going to be so great until I tried it. And guess what? I've tried it and I love it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on that 4-pack special and type in the promo code Laura and you'll get 50% off. a four-pack of pillows. That's two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. To get 50% off a four-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on that radio listener special or call 800-385-5164 and use the promo code Lori. Get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-385-5164 or go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code Laura.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
I believe that by virtue of lack of temperament and fitness for office, as was demonstrated so graphically in that last hearing when he threatened and came to us full of revenge and arrogance and acrimony, that this man should not be on the Supreme Court.
I think he was fighting people that were making very tough charges against him, and I thought he did very well. I really did. I thought he did very well. He's fighting very hard for his reputation, for his family. I thought what happened was really tough.
You're listening to The Laura Ingram Show. Little Kelly Willis, great song. And let me tell you, this situation with Blumenthal from Connecticut, what he has a nerve to speak about how people's words should be used against them, given his past of prevarication.
Look at Blumenthal. He lied about Vietnam. He didn't just say, hey, I went to Vietnam. No, no. For 15 years, he said he was a war hero. He fought in Da Nang province. We call him Da Nang Richard. Da Nang. That's his nickname. Da Nang. He never went to Vietnam. And he's up there saying, we need honesty and we need integrity. This guy lied when he was the Attorney General of Connecticut. He lied. I don't mean a little bit. And then when he got out, he actually dropped out of the race and he won anyway because Democrats always win in Connecticut.
Oh, my gosh. I was screaming laughing watching Trump last night. He was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Now, as they continue to pour over Brett Kavanaugh's notes about Beach Week or, you know what I'd say about Kavanaugh? We decided that, you know, we were partying like every other kid in high school, most other kids. And, you know, this is what we did in the 80s. People do different stuff now. Some still do the same stuff. But, you know, this is enough. I think a lot of people have seen right through this. Let's go to Melissa, Missouri, line one. Melissa.
Hi, I just wanted to say I've been on both sides. I've been in Dr. Ford's position, and I've been in Judge Kavanaugh's position, where I was attacked. I was molested in a doctor's office, in fact. And then another time, a former friend accused me or spread rumors about me that I was sleeping with her husband, and I had no way to protect my reputation. So I would have believed her if she had come out with Kavanaugh's demeanor and said, you creep, you did this to me. And if he had taken her demeanor and said, oh, I don't remember what I did when I was in high school, I would have believed the story. But I didn't believe it. I didn't believe her allegations from the get-go just because of the timing of the letter. And I want to start a mantra on your show right now. Dianne Feinstein must resign.
Ah, I appreciate it. 855-40-LAURA. Let's go to Paul Maine real quick. Paul.
Hey, Laura. I just wanted to say, I think everyone tries to say so many people said Dr. Ford's testimony was credible. But that's because it's the polite thing to say. It's the politically correct thing to say. It's like saying Santa Claus exists. I think anybody that looks at her testimony objectively would say it wasn't credible. And Mr. Trump, President Trump, is willing to poke that balloon of the social lie. And he's willing to say, no, Santa Claus doesn't exist. We need to grow up. And I think that's, you know, I think that's what he's trying to do here. And
I appreciate it. 855-40-LAURA. This is going to go down as one of the hardest fought confirmations in Supreme Court history, if not the most difficult. But in the end, I think it's worth it. You know why? You can't reward people who make false charges. You can't reward people who make allegations after the process has gone through with no contemporaneous corroboration who have some type of axe to grind. Can't do it. And same goes with these people showing up in the Senate and cornering people in elevators. None of this should be allowed. It's a game of intimidation. They're playing it. We know people who practice emotional extortion, political extortion. This is like an emotional terrorism. So conservatives need not apply, because if you ever had a beer in high school and you ever partied too hard, you can't ever work again, apparently.
If you're tired of paying maintenance fees for the timeshare you can't even use, you need to call Resort Release now. So many of you who have them don't want them. You want to get out of them, but you feel stuck. They'll help you get out of that contract legally, permanently, and 100% money back guaranteed. Call Resort Release at 855-66-LAURA. That's 855-66-LAURA. You'll be happy you did. Remember, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and 5-star reviews from clients that you can read right on the site. 2019's maintenance fees are due soon, so get out now before you have to pay. My friends at Resort Release will set you free from your timeshare contract for good. It can't get any better than walking away from a timeshare contract that you want to get out of. Remember, just go to resortrelease.com or call them at 855-66-LAURA, 855-66-LAURA. Why are you waiting? You really have nothing to lose except that timeshare you don't want. 855-66-LAURA, resortrelease.com.
Dust Off Your Lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Presale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Call Laura now. 1-855-40-LAURA.
Renee from Boulder, Colorado, raving about the brand new GenuCell sunspot corrector. She says she loves it. It's her go-to product every day. She has some sunspots and age spots. She can see the definite difference on her skin since she started using it. So watch your sunspots, your age spots, even some red and flame patches that some of us get start to diminish right before your eyes. And just like Renee, if you click right now or you call right now, you can get that sunspot corrector by GenuCell absolutely free for just trying the GenuCell for bags and puffiness. So watch those stubborn sunspots fade away before you get busy with the holidays. And those bags and puffiness, come on, they'll be diminished. For fast results, the GenuCell Immediate Effects is also yours for free. All you need to do is call them 800-480-5206 or go to GenuCell.com right now. You get the sunspot corrector, the microdermabrasion, all these great gifts for free once you start trying the GenuCell for bags and puffiness at GenuCell.com.
I think most people who look at this process and want some modicum of fairness would agree that we should have an FBI investigation. But they continue to stonewall, and I think that they're doing a tremendous disservice.
Ultimately, not whether he's innocent or guilty, this is not a trial, but just because you went to Yale or were president of your class doesn't entitle you to the Supreme Court.
The Democrats will stop at nothing to defeat Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. They're not doing that because of the allegations they've trotted out over the last 2 weeks. They're doing it because they don't want to have a conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
You are listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA, the capper there after Maisie Hirono. And who is the second person? Oh, Corey. Of course, Tom Cotton is just fantastic. He was on the Ingraham Angle last night. On Monday, we were the number two show in all of cable news at 10 o'clock, which is pretty terrific for my staff. They do a great job booking the show and with great team effort, so very happy about that. But people are riveted to this story. I think it represents a lot more than just the facts of this case for most people. I think for a lot of people, this is a proxy for the political correctness still run amok, identity politics. It's a proxy for their support in some ways for Trump. But I think this represents a referendum on the lack of fairness, just basic fairness, for a lot of folks who maybe experience this type of charge or allegation against them. And I think this is actually, as hard as this was, it's going to turn out to be a good thing. I'm looking at things with the glass half full. I do. I actually think it's going to be good. People are like, they're woke. Don't you hate that, James, when people say woke? I'm woke. People are now woke to the scam of all of this.
I actually used that term with my wife yesterday in mock. She's like, what does that mean?
Oh, it's so stupid. By the way, we have lots of new information. The boyfriend of Christine Ford, her ex, told the Senate Judiciary Committee a sworn statement that he witnessed her coaching a friend on how to do a polygraph and pass it, also saying he never heard anything about a sexual assault and other tidbits. So that's out there for what that's worth. And also Christine Ford's friend in Delaware was a career FBI agent and they were likely together during the accusation letter construction. Now, we'll get into sort of more about this, but this is also very interesting. Joining us now, Senator David Perdue from the great state of Georgia. Senator, how are you?
Well, Laura, good morning. I don't know what the word woke means, but I think I'm woke because I'm pissed this morning. I apologize to your listeners going in, but this is a sham. It's a new low in America. This level of character assassination, I didn't think we would see again in my lifetime, but I'm disgusted with the process this week.
The fact that President Trump comes out yesterday and starts talking about it and says, look, this could be your father, your brother, your son. He's getting excoriated in the media. They're saying he's attacking a victim. How did you take it?
Well, I agree with the president 100%. But, you know, the war on women, Laura, has been perpetrated by the Democrats in this case. You know, Dr. Ford, I don't know the woman, but she wanted this to be kept confidential. And the Democrats exposed it. They leaked it, and they exposed it intentionally for their own purpose. But this is part of a bigger attempt by the Democrats to take this to a new level. I mean, the paid activists that are around right now, Laura, my wife and I were physically accosted at a public airport on Monday this week because of this. These people were paid by the Center of Public Democracy. They get money from the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros, who has put, now listen to this, more than $32 billion into this effort over the last couple of years. This is a bigger issue, and it's not going to go away when we confirm Kavanaugh this week.
No, and I think you're exactly right. I think it's time for conservatives to stop playing defense.
Absolutely.
Everyone's on their heels all the time. Like Jeff Flake's like cowering in the elevator, and then you get everyone's like, oh, these ladies are yelling at me. It turns out the woman is a co-executive director of the Soros-funded group, as he said, Center for Democracy. And I think it's time to turn the tables. Sunshine on you. Who are you people who are working for this organization? You are carrying on. And I think you could make the argument, Senator, that and maybe a good lawyer, a good plaintiff's lawyer could do this, or just good litigation attorney could do this. This is kind of it's almost like a RICO deal. Like these groups are working together to deny other people their right to movement, free movement, which is guaranteed under our Constitution, free association. They're acting in a way to deprive others, I would say, of their inherent civil rights. And
I totally agree.
They're meant to intimidate.
I totally agree. But listen to what these senators are doing to incite the crazies in this effort. This is Senator Cory Booker. You just had him on there. Here's another one. This is Cory Booker. Please get up in the face of some Congress people. Representative Maxine Waters, they're not going to be able to go to a restaurant, go to a gas station, go to shop at a department store. They're get up and absolutely harass them. Nancy Pelosi, I don't know why they aren't uprising all over the country. I mean, it goes on. Tell me again why we shouldn't confront Republicans where they eat, where they sleep, where they work until they stop being complicit. This is outrageous, Laura, and if it doesn't do anything else, it should serve to wake us up. You're exactly right. Democrats have been playing offense for the last 100 years. It's time for Republicans to stop being the minority party stop playing defense. This is the time right now.
Senator Perdue, there's so much that is happening, which is positive. In this administration, the news has been unremittingly negative because that's just where the media are. They're not going to – I mean, we just had this NAFTA deal pass, okay, negotiated. It has to pass through the Senate. Everyone said this couldn't happen. They said Trump was a big bloviator. Obama ridiculed him. He's going to wave his magic wand. We're somehow going to renegotiate all these deals. Well, you know, it didn't. It took actually work to do this, like 19 months of work. And you almost hear nothing of this. Huge milestone for this administration.
It's huge, but it's part of what's going on. This economy is growing at twice the rate it did under President Obama. We have a new free trade agreement with South Korea. We're about to have one with Mexico and Canada. Europe is talking about zero tariffs. We have China stepping up and paying attention to us now. We have a nuclear conversation going on with North Korea to end up in denuclearization of North Korea. This president's agenda is working, and all we talk about is what the Democrats want us to talk about. That's what you're saying, is that we need to be on the offense talking about what's working in this agenda before we get into these elections in a few weeks.
I can tell you this, Senator. No one's going to want to try to stop me moving on a public street or try to harass me in a restaurant. Okay? I don't tolerate that. Anyone
Good
comes up
you.
To my family, my kids, they better be really ready. because this is I'm not intimidated by some rich kid who lives at home with his parents and in his free time, you know, jumps on the MoveOn.org website to get his marching orders. Okay, like go home to your rich parents and who pay for your three square meals a day and your activism on the side. I mean, this just doesn't impress me. I call these people right out to their faces.
Laura, that's what we're going to be able to do this week, and it starts right here in the United States Senate. People who are supporting this actively and encouraging and inciting it. We have a state representative that actually was involved in our altercation on Monday, a state representative from Arizona, okay, of all places, here in Washington. These are not genuine people who are concerned about Dr. Ford or anything else. These are paid activists. This is a George Soros conspiracy. And it's time we wake up, expose them, and stand up and fight for our country, because that's what's at stake here.
Do you think we have enough Republican moneybags types to counter the effort of Steyer and Soros? Because they're just pumping tens of millions of dollars into voter registration, into educating people in these training sessions on how to approach new voters. This is, you know, they're going to the new Puerto Rican voters in Florida and laying a line on them like, oh, Trump hates you and you got to throw the Republicans out. In Georgia, you see this tight governor's race, which is really disturbing. The Stacey Abrams, who's a left winger. Georgia could elect a left wing Stacey Abrams to be governor. Great state of Georgia.
This is what you were saying earlier. One of the good byproducts of this is I think it's awakened the Republican base. It was a little passive, particularly in Georgia maybe this year. But I'll tell you this, that race in Georgia has drawn $30 million from Mike Bloomberg and Soros and two other California investors. What they're doing is their California investors and New York donors are trying to sneak into Georgia and steal that governor's race because they believe that's the way to the presidency in 2020 to get those electoral votes down there. And it's just not going to happen. We're not going to let that happen, Laura.
David Perdue here on the Laura Ingraham Show. Jeff Flake yesterday seemed to kind of shift the goalposts a little on Kavanaugh, or maybe it was just commenting on his overall demeanor with the committee. Let's listen.
I was very troubled by the tone of the remarks. The initial defense that Judge Kavanaugh gave was something I hope that I would sound that indignant if I felt that I was unjustly, you know, maligned. But then it went on, and the interaction with the members was sharp and partisan, and that concerns me.
Your reaction, was it concerning to you, Kavanaugh,
no,
getting in the face of old
Laura,
Klobuchar?
Laura, he did exactly what I would have expected him to do. He was indignant, and he should have been. Listen to what these guys are saying. Chris Kuhn says, if Judge Kavanaugh is seeking a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, and who I think now bears the burden of disproving these allegations. The presumption of innocence has been trashed in this whole process. It's not convenient for the Democrats. I mean, they talk about him being – Cory Booker, again, calls him evil. Another one said – a Yale alum said, people will die. I mean, the vernacular here has risen to a level that we haven't seen in decades, Laura, and it's dangerous. Republicans had better not be asleep at this because these people are now mobilized, they're funded, and quite frankly, this is just the tip of the spear of what of all of their malign activity, actually.
Senator Perdue, in Georgia, just going back briefly to this very tight governor's race, what is your sense? What do the people need to know? Again, this was this poll by Landmark, pretty decent polling outfit, likely voters, and it was basically a 45-45 dead heat. This governorship is very important for so many reasons to the state of Georgia, and the growth, the economic growth in Georgia has been very strong. But what could a left-wing governor do to that growth?
Well, here's what she's saying. She wants a single payer, and she wants all these giveaway programs that would cause state taxes to be tripled. This is the most extreme liberal progressive candidate that Georgia has ever had, and she's getting funded by all these outside donors, not donors in Georgia, by the way. And so what's happening is all of this conversation about war on women and everything else has confused the issue. Georgia right now is rated the best state in the country in which to do business, and she wants to tear that down. We have a great Republican candidate. Brian Kemp is going to make a great governor, and Republicans, if they get the vote out, we will win that election.
I think that the people of Georgia, maybe they've gotten a little a little bit of an awakening during this entire Kavanaugh deal. I think Kemp should make this a huge issue down there and push. I'd push this Stacey Abrams. I don't know if she's come out on the Kavanaugh thing, but I would push her right to the wall on this. And I mean it in a figurative way, not a literal way. So don't start talking about. You know, you can't even say anything anymore. Everyone's gonna, every little word you say is like sliced and diced by these left wing groups, again funded by George Soros. These hateful little people in their basements. But I hope they continue to press this issue because I think, can't imagine the people of Georgia like what they see.
No, we don't. And I've been down there the last several weeks all over the state, and there, people are rising up against what's happening nationally and what's happening in our home state.
Senator, thank you so much. Come on TV soon. It's always great to have you on. And by the way, I got to remind everyone, Senator David Perdue is one of the best senators in the United States on many issues, but the one I will always remember him on is immigration. He signed that fair pledge when he was running for the Senate years ago when we first did that. He is just a stalwart on enforcing our borders and making the rule of law meaningful again. So, Senator, thank you for that. We'll take a break, close out this hour, a lot more.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process, and I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code LARA to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code LARA.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Plaster Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home.
The parties and the activities are great.
I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
For united we stand, divided we fall.
The Kavanaugh bump is real. It's the biggest change in the 2018 midterms, a political observation. In North Dakota, 60-28, he should be confirmed. Every race in these Trump red states held by a Democrat, there's been a surge by Republicans. Why? Whether you're a Trump Republican, a Libertarian, Vegetarian, McCain Republican, Romney Republican, Bush Republican, you're mad as hell because we're all united that this is unfair. What they're doing to this good, decent man cannot stand.
Lindsey Graham has really acquitted himself so well during this nightmarish but very revealing few weeks in American politics. Let's go to Edward in Michigan, line 3. Edward, welcome.
Hi, I have 5 boys and 2 girls, and it's a shame that I have to start talking to my 6-year-old about what's going on in the sad state of affairs when you are guilty until proven innocent. I have to do that with my 5 boys right now, and it's absolutely horrendous. And I heard the president last night. He wasn't mocking her. He was telling exactly what the American people need to know. We have to stand with Brett Kavanaugh. We need him on the Supreme Court, and we have to stand with the president.
That's a great way to end this hour. We still have a lot more to get to. 855-40-LAURA, the politics of intimidation when activism moves to aggression. New details, new information coming up. Stay there.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for...
They're at it again. It's yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 8. And who's behind 8? One labor union trying to impose new government bureaucracy on every medical dialysis clinic in California. It's a complete abuse of our initiative system. And even worse, it puts bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. And Prop 8 will force dialysis clinics to cut back services or shut down, sending thousands of sick patients into already crowded ER rooms. Experts warn Prop 8 will cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Join groups representing doctors, nurses, and taxpayer advocates in voting no on 8. Stop this costly dialysis proposition. Paid for by No on Proposition 8. Stop the dangerous dialysis proposition. Sponsored by the California Dialysis Council. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care North America.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth.